When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. I realized something very important recently that I want to share with you today because it's related to your destiny and your gift and the thing that God is calling you to do. What I realized is that the things that are related to your gift, the things like the skills and the traits you need for your gift that God has given you, that God wants you to use to help his people, are often the things that we struggle with the most because of certain fears or misconceptions about that thing, or just struggling with it in general. And that's because that is often the place that the enemy hits us the most and attacks us the hardest, because he does not want us to mature in that area, because he does not want us to use our gift. Let me explain what I mean with myself as an example so this makes sense. So I have a podcast, right? I have a podcast on the audio platforms, which I started first, and then later on, I created the YouTube channel to make video episodes for the podcast, right? Now, initially, when God asked me to start the podcast, I said no. I did not give him my yes immediately because I was afraid of putting myself out there. I wanted to be private and fly under the radar. I had a fear of being seen, so I did not want to create content on the internet, right? The fear was around putting myself out there, but God needed me to put myself out there to use my gift. The second thing, or the second aspect of that, is communication. I'm on a podcast, I'm speaking. It's me using my experiences to hopefully help you if you are going through the same thing, right? But it's communication, I'm speaking. Now, when I create podcast episodes, what I say comes naturally to me, right? Like, I don't have a script that I read. It just comes naturally to me. But in earlier aspects of my life, my communication has been hit so hard from childhood to where it was something that I struggled with. For example, I did not really grow up like expressing myself, my feelings, how I felt about something. It was kind of like me just internalizing everything, like we didn't talk about anything, right? So it was me internalizing everything and me going on to develop an issue where I have trouble communicating my feelings because I feel like they will be disregarded, right? So then that led to me internalizing everything and not sharing anything, which delayed my healing at that point in time. Now, I had to fix all of that. I had to heal from all of that in order to be able to make these podcast episodes and talk about these things that I've learned, right? Because it's through self-reflection and introspection that I get these lessons that I create the content from. But early on, my communication was attacked. My healing, my reflection was attacked because the enemy sent me so many experiences where I felt like my feelings were invalidated, so I didn't even want to communicate. And then that led to me avoiding my problems and not dealing with it. You see what I mean? So like, God wanted me to use my mouth to communicate on a platform to share whatever messages he puts in my heart to help his people, but the enemy attacked my communication early on. And also in a negative way too, because I used to be the type of person where when people would get me upset, I just had to walk away because I know if I say something like what I want to say, we probably couldn't come back from it, right? I'm just being transparent. Like when people would like really get on my nerves, there was only one time in my life that I can recall where I really went off on somebody back when I was a teenager. But regardless of whether or not I ever said anything, I knew what was going through my mind when people would piss me off. I knew it wasn't anything good I had to say, right? So it's like the things that I say would cause pain or would tear people down, or things I would think to say would have torn people down. But God wanted me to use my mouth to speak life into people, right? To share my testimony, to share my journey, to help people. But early on, I had to wrestle with my poor communication issues. And I also had to wrestle with the fear of being seen, because had I not overcame that, I would not be on a platform and you would not be listening to me. You see what I mean? And then also, now it's like a continuous fight, because if I'm on here speaking, communicating, using my gift, I have to be mindful that that is the area that the enemy is going to consistently try to attack me and to get me to use my mouth in a negative way, to contradict my witness or to contradict my character so that people don't see me as a credible source for what I am saying, or people question whether or not I'm a Christian. You see what I mean? The areas that God wants you to use for his glory, the enemy is going to try to attack you in those areas. He's going to send situations or people or opportunities, which are really distractions, to get you to be wary, to get you to be tired, to get you to be negative, to make you hurt, to make you bitter, to bring feelings of resentment and unforgiveness and turn you into a sour person. And it will all be related to what God wants to use in you. You see what I mean? I hope my examples really clarify what I'm trying to say. So I'm making this episode because I want you to think about what is that thing that comes naturally to you that God is calling you to do, that God is calling you to use. And then what are the fears or struggles that you have that prevent you from using that thing? Because if you really pay attention, you will see that a lot of the attacks that you get are tailored to damaging you in that area so that you cannot do what God is calling you to do. Look at the lies that you have been made to believe regarding these areas. Look at all of the fears that you have developed regarding these areas. Like, for example, if God wants to use you to teach people some form of financial literacy, you'll probably notice that in your background, in your upbringing, there was probably negative feelings and emotions around money. There was probably struggles with money. There was probably an overarching poverty mindset, right? You probably had a lot of people put a lot of negative beliefs and limiting beliefs into you about money. And that mindset is going to hold you back from teaching financial literacy, because the enemy set things up in a way where you would have all of these doubts and fears, and now you're doubting yourself because you haven't really overcome those limiting beliefs. You see what I mean? Or maybe God is calling you to a public platform like he called me to do. Maybe he's calling you to create content to entertain people or to educate people, or just maybe influencing, or, you know, just whatever form of content creation, but you also have a fear of being seen. You also have a fear of being perceived. You also have a fear of being judged and criticized. You struggled with people pleasing. You had all of these situations in your life that made you struggle with people pleasing. So now God is calling you to create a public platform, but you find it so hard to do that because of all of these attacks that you've been dealing with. You see what I mean? You will often struggle with fears and attacks from the enemy relating to your gift. And it's very important that you understand that, so you know that it is literally a setup. I had to realize that it was literally a setup. So now, with what I told you about the communication, when I'm in a situation where I feel triggered to maybe want to say something negative or whatever it is, I always like it's almost like I have a level of conviction now where something, the Holy Spirit, something just stops me and tells me, no, don't say that or don't do that, you know, because now I understand that it's a setup. When you see it that way, you understand that it's a setup. When you consider your gift and when you consider what God is calling you to do and you see you're being attacked in that area or all of these things, all of this negative media and stuff is coming across your feed or into your awareness through people or media consumption, understand that it is a setup. You are being set up to create feelings of doubt, to create feelings of resentment, unforgiveness, whatever it is, because the enemy does not want you to feel confident enough to use your gift and do what God is calling you to do. It is literally a setup. So because I realize that, now I'm more mindful when I'm in situations and I feel like saying something negative, or when I'm in situations and I get some type of idea or something to create content, but I feel some type of way or I pull back. I know it's because of all of the experiences that I've had that have made me have the fear of being seen or perceived or judged or creating extra content. And so I understand that that fear is not valid. It's literally just an obstacle that I have to push past. Because one thing I've realized in pushing past my fear of being seen by feeling the fear anyway, but still creating the content, still creating the podcast episodes every week, is that it will not kill you. It literally will not kill you. Fear is like, what's the term? Smoking mirrors? Like, it's literally a distraction. Like, there's nothing there. The fear is just whatever, it has whatever power you give it. If you feel like doing this thing will kill you, it will probably leave you in a position where you feel stagnant or paralyzed by inaction because you think the consequence of that thing is so great because of the power that you give the fear. But once I decided to take a peek behind the door of my fears and I felt the fear and I did the thing anyway, I realized I did not die. It's literally just a mind game. It's literally all in your head. It's literally a misconception. And the only way to overcome that fear is to actually do the thing that you're afraid of so you can see that you won't die and then keep doing it. And that's how you remove all of the power from the fear. It takes a lot to get to that point, but I'm telling you, once you do it, you realize there's nothing there, right? Now, even with that, there's multiple layers because you could push past the fear. Like I push past the fear of being seen to create the content, but then there's other levels of it I have to push past to create different types of content. Like I create content, I send the people on my email list emails every week, which is basically like content just like this on the podcast, but in email form, and it's not stuff that I share on the podcast. So if you want to join the email list, the link will be in the description. But I share content on the podcast and on the email list, and that's about it. I don't share anything in my personal life. I don't have no public page for my personal life because there's still levels of that fear that I have not broken past. Which brings me to the solution aspect of the episode, right? So with everything I said, just to recap, the gift that God placed in you and wants you to use, the enemy is going to try to attack you in that area so that you don't use that gift in the way God wants you to, okay? He's going to try to pervert it and contaminate it and ruin it to destroy your witness, to destroy your testimony, to destroy your credibility, to destroy your character, and to destroy your trust in yourself so that you don't do what God is calling you to do, okay? So now that we understand this and we know that we will be attacked in those areas, we will be tried in those areas, now you have to be proactive and reactive, or not reactive, but responsive. Let me explain. And I don't have a script, so bear with me. What I mean by proactive, so if we use me, for example, I talked about the fear of being seen, which I push past the layers to create content, but I have not pushed past it to create content outside of podcasting, right? So one of the things that I am going to do is I'm going to make a separate TikTok account. I'm not going to share it. Don't follow me, okay? I'm not going to share it, but I'm going to make a separate TikTok account so I can yap, literally. An account that is not related to my podcast, my business, nothing. Just for me to literally post random stuff and not worry about analytics, not worry about performance, not worry about views, not worry about nothing. It's literally for the sole purpose of that exposure therapy. In other words, looking behind the fear to see that there's nothing there over and over until I get comfortable with it, the same way I've gotten comfortable with podcasting. So the TikTok is literally me being proactive and saying, I know I have this fear. So my way of dismantling it is getting ahead of it and training myself to feel comfortable with the thing that makes me very uncomfortable / I'm slightly afraid of, purely for the character development, purely for the lesson, purely because I know it's part of what God is calling me to do. And it's on me to take up the responsibility of overcoming that fear so that I can be obedient to God, right? So that's the first thing. Think about what God is calling you to do. Think about your gift and what you're afraid of. What are the fears associated with that gift? And think about how you can start dismantling that fear in the easiest way possible, or the way with the least resistance. So for me, because the fear is putting myself out there, I'm starting off kind of comfortable because it's not something that I'm going to be sharing on my current pages. It's something that I'm just doing randomly, anonymously, and I'm just getting it out of the way. Like, it's not a major announcement. I'm not doing all of this extra stuff. If people find it, people find it, but it's literally just for me to expose myself to what I'm afraid of. So what is it that you are afraid of, and what can you start doing to get over that fear? Now, the answer is doing the thing anyway, but how can you start doing that? How can you start implementing that? How can you create a routine to proactively tackle that fear on a consistent basis until it doesn't bother you? Because if you don't get ahead of it, if you don't do anything about it, it's going to affect how you use your gift. It's going to affect how effective you are in your obedience to what God is calling you to do. You cannot allow that fear and the attacks that the enemy is sending regarding your gift to hold you back, because that's literally what you are here for. So you have to find a solution around it, because the alternative is living out of purpose, living out of alignment, and being miserable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, the other way, the responsive way, now I don't even know why I called it the responsive way. Bear with me. I told y'all this isn't scripted, okay? What I mean by responsive is we're not doing anything proactively. We are paying attention to when we get attacks real time and we are changing how we respond to it, keeping in mind that it's literally a setup, right? So with me, with the communication, God wants me to use my mouth to glorify his name, to help his people, to share my testimony, and to help people become the best version of themselves, which what I mean by that is walk in alignment with God's purpose for your life. That's how he wants me to use my mouth, right? Now, the enemy might want me to tell somebody off. The enemy might want me to get really aggravated or annoyed with people in traffic or something and say something slick. The enemy might send me a lot of attacks, a lot of situations where I can have self-control, okay? Or I can lack self-control and use my mouth in a negative way to say something negative. So when I say the responsive way, it's like real time when I get a situation where I have the option to respond, I have to keep in mind that it is a setup and I cannot mishandle my gift. I cannot pervert my gift. I cannot use it in a negative way because that's literally what God is calling me to use. If I use it in a negative way, I run the risk of discrediting myself and ruining what God is calling me to do. So that is what I mean. So when you think about your gift, if your gift is your personality because you are called to be a comedian or you are called to be some type of online personality or maybe you're called to be an actor or an actress, right? If that is your gift, then understand that in real time, you're probably going to have a lot of situations sent to you to create bitterness or to try to get you to react in a negative way or send people or there'll be a lot of people sent to you to try to hurt you, to sour your personality, to make your heart get wary. You see what I mean? But if you know your positivity and your optimism is your gift, you really have to guard that. You really have to work on your boundaries. You really have to be mindful of the people you let in your space, the people you give your vulnerability to, because the enemy will send people to hurt you in hopes that that pain will change you, right? But you need to be who you are for who God is calling you to be. You see what I mean? So understand, once you know what your gift is, once you take inventory and you see that this is what my gift is, this is what comes naturally to me above everything else, this is what God is calling me to do. And you may not fully understand it because when God initially called me to create a podcast, I couldn't just tell you, oh, my gift is communication, oh, my gift is this. I didn't think about it like that, right? But I see that on a podcast, I'm using my mouth, right? So that's part of my gift. When I say the things I say, it just comes naturally to me. So think of the thing that comes naturally to you that is related to what God is calling you to do. What is that thing that you have a strong desire to do? You absolutely love it. It just comes easier to you and people can't understand how you do it so well. Whatever that is, look at the areas of your life where you have fears. Look at the parts of you that are related to that thing, the traits. Like, for example, comedian, personality, sense of humor, maybe positivity, optimism, stuff like that. Look at the areas in your life related to that gift and understand that there will be attacks, okay? So you have to see those attacks as a setup. You cannot just look at it and take it at face value and be like, oh yeah, this happened, oh yeah, this happened, oh yeah. No, it's literally a setup. It's sent to hopefully change you so that your gift will be rendered ineffective. You have to start seeing it that way so you don't get caught off guard or you don't understand how the enemy is using all of these things against you to pile up against you and hopefully change you. You see what I mean? It's all about perspective. Ever since I started seeing it that way, I've gotten more protective of my energy, of my space, okay? Like, I'm in a season of my life where I am very mindful about who I let around me, who I let into my space, who I give my time, effort, and energy to, who I lend my ear to. I am very protective of my energy because I understand that I am a very positive and optimistic person. And I've been around, before I knew everything I'm telling you, I've been around people where they were very negative and pessimistic, and I was very much the opposite. And that started seeping into me. I started getting paranoid about certain things. I started creating doubt in my mind about certain things that I was once optimistic for because I let that into my space. But if God is calling me to be a positive influence, to help people in these areas, then I have a responsibility in my own personal life to make sure that I am stewarding over my energy, over my peace, over my heart over, you know, like I cannot just be allowing myself to be depleted or to be used or to be hurt or to keep people around me that drain me or want to hurt me or want to, or people that don't have the best intentions for me, because they might hurt me to a point where I might change my heart. But now I understand that these things are a setup. It's a setup to try to change you and render your gift ineffective. Like literally that revelation that I had recently brought everything full circle. It brought everything full circle because literally the person I had to become to have this platform, all of the things that I had to overcome are literally attacks related specifically to my gift. Literally, my mindset, the way I'm so reflective and introspective, all of these things were attacked from my childhood. My trust in God was attacked from my childhood. I was atheist, right? And how am I going to help people walk in alignment with their God-given purpose if I don't even believe in God? You see what I mean? How am I going to walk in my God-given purpose if I don't even believe in God? My life was on a completely different path before I gave my life to God, right? I was doing something completely different. I was going in a completely different direction. And that was because I was atheist. So I never knew the importance of surrendering to God. I never knew purpose came from God. All because I was attacked in my faith as a child. And so me being atheist almost took me away from my purpose because I did not believe in God, so I didn't know I had a purpose. I didn't know I was put here for a reason. I didn't know He had a plan for my life because I chose not to acknowledge Him because of quote-unquote church hurt, right? Or hurt with toxic religious people. You see what I mean? Every attack that I've ever had, everything that I talk about on the podcast, everything, every experience that I've had to heal from is literally attacks that had I not healed from that, I would not be in purpose right now. I would not have this podcast. So literally that was like a full circle moment for me. And that's why I'm making this podcast, because I really want you, like when you're done with this episode, I really want you to pause and reflect on what you believe God is calling you to do. What is your gift? And then look at all of the areas in your life that you have been attacked in. Look at all of the areas that you're not confident in. All of the things you doubt yourself for. All of the fears that you have. Are they not related to what God is calling you to do? It might not be directly related, but I literally just told you with my example. I cannot have a podcast talking about helping you walk in your God-given purpose if I don't believe in God. I cannot have a podcast talking about overcoming all of these life struggles if I had committed suicide when I was 16, when I wanted to, when I almost did, right? That would have ended everything right then and there, right? And if I did not grow in my relationship with God, I would only know Him as Savior and not Lord. So I would not be able to hear the instructions that He has for me, and I would not be obedient, and you would not benefit from my content as a result. If I wasn't attacked in my feelings and my communication from a young age, then it wouldn't have been such a hurdle for me to create a platform and speak and be confident in what I was saying to begin with. And I can go on and on and on and on. Literally, if you take inventory of all of the things that you struggle with, the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, the traumas you have, you can probably connect it to a point where you will see that all of these things are stacked up against you so that you don't use your gift. Literally. When you're done with this episode, I want you to do that, and you will see that has been the plot all along. That's why if we go back to the solutions, I'm saying mine is the fear of being seen. I said, screw it, I'm making the account. I will just yap on it. I don't care who sees it. I have to get over the fear of putting myself out there, because I will not be ineffective in what God is calling me to do because of some empty fear that I'm giving all of this power to because of how the enemy has attacked me in different areas of my life. And then I have to be mindful on an ongoing basis that certain things are literally just a setup to get me to misuse my gift or to discredit my character. Okay? So I want you to be mindful of those things. Take inventory of all of the attacks, all of the traumas, all of the fears, all of the things you struggle with your self-confidence, and look at how it affects your ability to use your gift. And then think about what are the solutions, what are the fears, and how can you start overcoming that today? Because that's literally what you were put here to do. You cannot say, oh, I'm just going to put this off longer. Or this is not important, or this thing is too much. I'm not ready to face this fear. Get ready. Make time. Figure it out. Okay? Because it's literally an empty fear, an empty door. There's nothing behind it, and you have to overcome it. Otherwise, you will not be able to use your gift effectively. Okay? You have to get to a point where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. When you are sick and tired of holding yourself back and living a life that is out of alignment with what God wants you to do because of these empty fears, okay? It's literally a setup. It's literally a setup. Don't let the enemy win, okay? I almost did, but I'm grateful I didn't. So that is all I have to say today, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.